Hello, women of power and spirit. I'm delighted today to talk to you about the difference between empathy and compassion. Now, it's a little bit windy today. We've got a bit of a storm going on in the background, but we're just going to roll with it because that's part of being in empathy and compassion with life. And if you're interested in what I'm sharing with you today and want to read it, I actually have an article about this very topic at sacredfeminineawakening.com, which is my nonprofit for feminine consciousness. And you can read it at sacredfeminineawakening.com/difference-empathy-compassion. Again, it's sacredfeminineawakening.com/difference-empathy-compassion. So what I've noticed over the years is that a simple shift in perception can change your life dramatically. Maybe you've noticed this as well. And that's what happened for me one day as I realized how easy it is for me to slip into empathy when what I'm really needing is compassion. I find there is a difference. Now, you're not going to find a significant difference in the definitions of those two words if you were to check a dictionary, but the qualities of these two energies, in my experience, are not exactly the same. So see how this resonates for you. When you are in empathy, you're able to feel what another person is feeling, either physically or emotionally or both. This is what happens to your heart when you connect with another individual. Say a child who has been injured, and your heart just immediately opens up in compassion for the pain that they are feeling. Or someone is showing you their engagement ring and they're all excited about getting married, and your heart just opens up in joy for them in their experience. If someone is experiencing joy or happiness, you feel it, and the same is true with pain or discomfort. Empathy is very useful if you want to comprehend the experience someone is having, or if you want an individual to know you truly get them. My elder taught me that empathy is helpful for understanding, but not to linger in it. As you may know, it can be very challenging sometimes to let go of that feeling once you feel it. It's tricky to let go of your empathy until you understand the true nature of compassion. When I was about to hold something very painful, I noticed I had a tendency to bond with the pain. As you can imagine, that didn't work very well because all I was really doing was lingering in the pain. So before I began holding the pain, I started going deeper into love. In a more expansive state of compassionate love, I was able to hold the pain without any suffering. The compassion became the container that made it safe to hold whatever was hurting. Throughout the meditation, the greater the pain, the deeper I went into compassionate love. And you'll hear me say that in some of the holding meditations that we do together. Go deeper into love than you have ever been before. And what's beautiful about this is that even if you aren't sure that there is a love deeper than you have experienced that you could imagine holding, that love knows you. And your pure intention is enough to open up the potential to experience a more expanded or deeper experience of love. And this came out of this unique and powerful, and what I believe to be the true nature of compassion, came out of my desire to hold the pain without suffering. Now, because I became more focused on the love, while being accepting state of the emotional pain, the discomfort dissipated much more quickly. I invite you to join me in this exploration of how empathy and compassion can help or hinder your acts of creation by being conscious about whether you are responding in empathy or you are choosing compassion. In our holding meditation together, I invite you to bring into that meditative state something in your life in which you would like to know a deeper experience of compassion, and I will see you there.